This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
I believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken, and no one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
It's global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Hillary Clinton is desperate. Donald Trump was 10 points ahead in the polls until Reuters and others began sampling 10 to 15% more Democrats in their polls to skew the numbers. It's incredible. But despite all that skewing in the last 2 weeks, now in major polls put up with the very same groups with the same methodology, Trump is neck and neck with her or even a point or two ahead. But if you go look at the social media, and Breitbart and Gateway Pundit have done this, it's incredible. We're talking 3, 4, 5, 6 times the support at places like Facebook, Livestream, Reddit, and so many other places. In fact, sometimes he's got 10 times more likes and 10 times more views. That's what we saw with Bernie Sanders, where he'd have 20,000 people, Hillary'd have 500. We did exit polls in California and other so-called battleground states in the Democratic primary. And we talked to 8 people before we found 1 or 2 Hillary supporters. That's why Hillary was forced to steal it with the superdelegates. Let's look at some of the numbers themselves. Trump had 10 million plus likes to Clinton's 5 million on Facebook. And that's with Facebook admittedly censoring Trump pages everywhere they can and even meeting with Hillary Clinton just like Google does. Trump averages 30,000 live viewers per stream, and Clinton averages 500 live stream viewers per stream. On Reddit, Trump averages 197,000 plus subscribers, Hillary 24,000. Hillary for prison has 55,000 subscribers. Gee, wonder who started that. And this is only a snapshot of the numbers we're seeing with Trump. You go to YouTube, his average video has millions of views. You go look at Hillary's official campaign site. Most of her videos have 2 or 3,000 views. Her bigger ones, a few hundred thousand. This lady's a joke. She's not liked by her own party. But we're being told it's going to be a landslide for her because they're trying to get us ready for election fraud. Something so well documented in this country's past. But Obama says it's preposterous. He doesn't even know what that is. Well, President Obama, we do know what it is. And this time, we don't have somebody like Mitt Romney or John McCain who's going to stand down and not take action. We don't have somebody who's going to throw in the towel if there's fraud. We've got Donald Trump and an awake population that's aware of your scams. The social engineers have jumped the shark. They are stealing this election in front of everyone. By forcing them to engage in fraud, we are exposing them forever. So even if Donald Trump loses, even if that happens due to fraud or scandals, doesn't matter because we've been in the arena, we've politically exposed the system, political correctness, globalism, the maxim has been introduced, Americanism, not globalism. This is a good time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. And we owe Donald Trump so much for being willing to put his family, his life, his treasure on the line. He is the man in the arena. And I'm honored to be in that arena with him as well. If you haven't joined us in this historic fight, it's time to pick a side right now. And by the way, more good news. Donald Trump is giving a very powerful speech right now. It's live on Fox News and other channels in Detroit on how he plans to rebuild our economy.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Amen. Last night at 10:30, that baby of mine.
By the way, while we've been fighting to expose the election fraud already going on in the primaries and now into the general election, and as that becomes one of the top stories in the world, and the globalists do not like the fact that they don't control the narrative, Donald Trump is there exposing the planned deindustrialization of the United States. The globalists sold out our interest and own and control and run the factories in China, India, Mexico, and 160-plus of the third world nations. And it doesn't even benefit the Mexicans or the Chinese or others on average. No environmental standards, no nothing. All these regulations, all these controls here. More expensive electricity. We cannot compete. It's a miracle we've got any industry left. We've been deindustrialized about 86% from what we were in the 1960s. This is serious. If a nation can't build, it can't do anything. So let's go to Trump in the middle of his speech.
They actually said it when I ran for political office. It's not going to happen. He's never done it before. It happened. America is ready to prove the doubters wrong. They want you to think small. I am asking you to think big. We are ready to dream great things for our country once again. We are ready to show the world that America is back, bigger and better and stronger than ever before. Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. I wanted you to see the end of it. Let's go back to the start now. And obviously throughout the broadcast, we're going to be playing excerpts of it. But let's go back. That was from the Communist News Network. We wanted to see their feed because a lot of times they'll just cut it if they don't like what's being said, as ABC News and others have been caught doing. That's up on InfoWars.com. Alexa now wants to have smart systems in your house. That's Amazon that run your home and spy on you. And, of course, they're the ones that fix and game all of the Internet numbers to try to bankrupt anybody right of Satan. So we're going to be breaking that down as well. And an incredible article that Billy Corgan sent me this morning, and he said, have you seen this? And I texted him back, and I said, yeah, it's all over the place. They're saying that they should take the gloves off, be deceptive, the media should lie. He texted me back, and he said, Alex, you're missing the boat here. They're openly saying in the article they should shut us down and not let us have free speech. And he's correct. Jim Ruttenberg. I mean, that's how crazy this is getting. Let me just give you Corgan's actual quote. I don't want to butcher it. Not to quibble, as you've been reading this landscape for longer than I, but I think you're missing a major point, which is the cleaving point, as signaled by the New York Times piece I sent you and others like it, is to permanently delegitimize not only opposition, but alternate media and thought and ensure that any victory in that direction should be nulled or made void. Yes, Obama says you're not allowed to have Trump. I have disqualified him. The Pope says that. The communist Chinese president says that. The Mexican president says that. And then they openly try to steal the nomination from him. They stole it from Sanders. They've got this secretive national voting pool that AP runs that announced all these states for Hillary she lost. That's going to be announcing things. And it's been caught in every major election. The article, the 12-minute investigative report. Is on InfoWars.com. Obama slips up, exposes secret group running U.S. elections. Again, I'm going to have that red link because it's so incredibly important. And we show in there every election where they engaged in fraud and threw the election the way the establishment wanted. In the past, though, the Democrats and Republicans would share power. That's why the Republicans and Democrats are combined forces against Trump at the top right now. Because their duopoly, their two-headed monster, one body, their system is being exposed. They're not invincible. So they're pulling out all the stops. People say, well, they may steal it from him. We still win by engaging instead of just lying here. Thanks to Trump, we've got a candidate. We've got the nominee who beat all the odds with the people to defeat them. And to have such landslides, they couldn't steal it. And now they are twisting everything he says. They are openly saying he's disqualified. He quit. Every dirty trick. His wife's a whore. Blah, blah. All these lies. He's an illegal alien. The hypocrisy of these people is unbelievable. And they go back to all his liberal stances. And say, oh, he's double-crossing conservatives. You wouldn't be scared of him if he was double-crossing. No, the truth is, he's a populist. He's liberal on some issues, but he's Americana and wants us to have a fair shake. He isn't out to get America, and the New World Order knows that. He's about Americanism, not globalism. I want to play some of this Trump speech. Let's go to Detroit, Michigan, the Rust Belt, and let's hear Donald Trump talking about dreaming big and putting America first, not using America's money and engine and industry to build this worldwide government for the globalists that they don't use to bring in peace as they sold it, but as a combine to consolidate global control and have a corporate empire. Our industry was sold off to the world to establish all these systems. We could turn our economy back on like that. We could bring in skilled labor like that. We could write our ticket like that. We could stop having our industry be a prison like that. We could stop all the race war garbage and all the cops out of control and the people killing cops like that with culture, with bringing people together with honor. Snap your fingers. Snap your fingers, snap your neck. Real easy. Snap the neck of tyranny like that. You just got to want to do it. Freedom's like selling snow cones in hell. It's like selling people blankets in the Antarctic. It ain't hard to sell compared to tyranny. You want starving kids with a rib sticking out? Little fat dictators waddling around like Kim Jong-un? That can't even produce electricity for 99% of the country? You look at that crazed, weird, power trip, demonic look in his eyes, and you look at that State Department spokesman in Gibbs' eyes when they're lying to the public. Like, can we cue up the entire State Department clip? I want to play that coming up in the next segment. But right now, let's go to Donald Trump. Here it is in Detroit today. Just finish the speech.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much. Thank you. Such a crowd. Beautiful. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Please. Thank you for the invitation to speak to you today. It's wonderful to be in Detroit. Been here many times. We now begin a great national conversation about economic renewal for America. It's a conversation about how to make America great again for everyone, especially, and I say especially, for those who have the very least. The city of Detroit is where our story begins. Detroit was once the economic envy of the world. The people of Detroit helped to power America to its position of global dominance in the 20th century.
Disruptors. People will shut our speech down. New York Times has called for it. Unprecedented evil. And they've called for Trump's death. All because he pointed out that we've been conquered by globalists.
Thank you very much. When we were governed by the America First policy, Detroit was absolutely booming. Engineers, builders, laborers, shippers, and countless others went to work each day, provided for their families, and lived out, totally lived out, the American dream.
Two cars.
But for many living in this city,
camping, fishing,
that dream has long ago vanished.
Vacations.
When we abandoned the policy
college.
Of America First, we started rebuilding other countries instead of our own.
For the
globalists. Skyscrapers went up in Beijing and many other cities around the world, while the factories and neighborhoods crumbled right here in Detroit.
We were sold out to China, folks.
Our roads and bridges fell into disrepair, yet we found the money to resettle millions of refugees at taxpayer expense. Today, Detroit has per capita income of under $15,000, about half of the national average. 40% of the city's residents live in poverty, over 2.5 times the national average.
By the way, they're making 15 grand on average.
The unemployment rate is more than twice the national average. Half of all Detroit residents do not work. Detroit tops the list of the most dangerous cities in terms of violent crime.
Another communist disruptor. The New York Times is calling for just shutting free speech down. Alexa has already been caught racketeering, shutting down any opposition online, delisting to try to bankrupt people. Total criminal ops, folks. They're moving. They're moving. If we don't stop them now, it's over. They're getting the Supreme Court, and they're going to start arresting everybody. They said they are.
Detroit tops the list of most dangerous cities in terms of violent crime. These are silenced victims whose stories are never told by Hillary Clinton, but victims whose suffering is no less real or permanent.
All right, we're going to hit pause. In
short,
we're going to play some more of this. Again, we ended with the end of his speech live. We're going back through it right now. I'm Alex Jones. This is obviously the Monday worldwide broadcast, the 8th day of August 2016. If you think cops have problems now or you have a problem with cops now, wait till they've been globalized. The attack on police is about bullying them to go under globalist control. under the Strong Cities Initiative. And then they're going to be political police, just like you see them in Oregon and other areas where they allow the anti-Trump people to beat up women to bloody pulps. And when the police are asked to do something, they laugh at you. These are evil, evil people. If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band.
They railed against the crown.
Another ragtag band.
Another ragtag band.
Declaring.
Declaring independence.
They laid their bodies down in a bloody war.
Laid their bodies down on a bloody war.
Liberty.
Liberty
for their descendants.
Descendants. Thanks to the
I can let them down.
Free to
stand with your ancestors.
Thanks to the
Lord knows those selling evil standing with theirs.
We're free today. Thank God for the renegade.
People think the avoidance of conflict and submitting is life. What it is pure death. No one knows who first said it. It's been said for thousands of years. It's better to die on your feet than live on your knees. Actor James Woods says, what's the Vegas line on Julian Assange actually staying alive until the election? Yeah, I think Assange is really asking for it. Not releasing the information he says will, quote, get Hillary indicted. And the media is attacking Matt Drudge. Oh, that was a photo of Hillary falling down up the stairs a month ago. Well, a news site just pointed out she's falling down going upstairs. And she's acting completely insane and has had blood clots in her brain. It looks like she has Parkinson and has lesions on her tongue. And, you know, the Secret Service says it's always attacking people and foaming at the mouth. And, I mean, if Trump was doing this, it'd be a big issue. Well, let's go back to Donald J. Trump in Detroit earlier.
Detroit is the living, breathing example of my opponent's failed economic agenda.
It's not failed, it's globalism. They set up a world government.
Every policy that has failed this city and so many others is a policy supported by Hillary Clinton. She supports the high taxes and radical regulation that forced jobs out of your community. And the crime policies have made you far, far less safe. And the immigration policies that have strained local budgets and the trade deals like NAFTA, signed by her husband, that have shipped your jobs to Mexico and other countries. And she supports the education policies that deny your students choice, freedom, and opportunity. She is the candidate of the past. Ours is the campaign of the future. This is a city controlled by Democratic politicians at every level. And unless we change policies, we will not change results 100%. Today, I will outline my economic vision. In the coming weeks, we will be offering more detail on all of these policies and the ones we have already rolled out.
More disruptions. It's sabotage, folks.
Thank you, everybody. This is what happens when you go from 35 people to close to 2,000 people, I guess. In the coming weeks, we will be offering more detail on all of these policies, and the ones we've already rolled out can be viewed on my campaign website. Our opposition, on the other hand, has long ago run out of ideas. All Hillary Clinton has to offer is more of the same: more taxes, more regulations, more bureaucrats, more restrictions on American energy and on American production. More of that. If you were a foreign power looking to weaken America, you couldn't do better than Hillary Clinton's economic agenda.
That's right. It's sabotage.
Nothing would make our foreign adversaries happier than for our country to tax and regulate our companies and our jobs right out of existence.
And to have electricity three times more than China.
The common feature of every Hillary Clinton idea is that it punishes you for working and doing business in the United States.
That's globalism. How do you bring down America? We've all seen it.
The policy she has tilts the playing field towards other countries at our
expense. We're going to break.
And that's why she tries.
We're going to back this up a little bit. We come back and play a few more minutes before our next guest joins us. And a lot of other news we're going to be breaking. Not surprisingly, today, the Communist Party has come out and endorsed Hillary Clinton. So you'll want to know that.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
And we got sabotage going on against our economy, and Donald Trump just talked about it earlier, an hour ago or less, in Detroit. Why does Hillary and others need to actually make or produce anything? They just make the deals to ship our jobs to China. Like Bacharya, the former head of the UN's carbon tax program, would have plants moved from England to India that he and his family actually owned once they got to India. Oh, it's sabotage. Oh, I know you planned it. And it's going to stop. The great part about Trump is he's injecting all this truth out there. We're going to go to someone that they really got mad at Trump because he wasn't endorsing Paul Ryan, the open borders, anti-gun in many cases, free trade globalist who wants secret TPP to be able to make these rules that Congress and the public can't even see until it's already rammed through. And depending on how the polls are, the point is that we need to get this guy elected. And there's been a lot of chicanery going on. The whole establishment is trying to defend Mr. Ryan. We're going to be talking to Paul Nealon here in just a moment, paulnealon.com. First off, this ends. This is going for about a week and a half. It ends today. Free shipping on everything at InfoWarsStore.com, whether it's the solar panel systems and their control units that are the very best, lowest prices out there. Check it out. Whether it's water filtration systems, whether it's super high quality documentary films and books and videos, or nutraceuticals, supplements, 40% off is going to have to end today, obviously, on BrainForce. That's about to sell out. Great nootropic. We are adding, though, a special that's going to be 40% off, and that's Anthroplex. And that basically is just a dry formula of super male vitality, and it's just known herbs that all the estrogen block, all the estrogen in the food chain, all the garbage out there that's feminizing everybody. This is an amazing, very affordable formula. Normally, at its regular price, now 40% off on Anthroplex. That is unprecedented. And your purchase makes the broadcast possible. And that's why we're able to reach 28 million people a week globally, about 15 million a week here in the United States. So free shipping ends today. And a lot of the specials obviously end today. So be sure and take advantage of that at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. Now, Paul Neelan is a Wisconsin executive, entrepreneur, and inventor. He has extensive leadership and operational experience in manufacturing industry, but he needs more lawyers, as well as a record of restoring jobs in the American economy. Mr. Neelan is challenging the Speaker of the United States Representatives, that's Paul Ryan, in Wisconsin's first congressional district Republican primary election August 9th. So that's coming up here. Boom. Tomorrow, Mr. Neelan serves as senior vice president of operations for his company that leads the industry in water filtration. We were just talking about that. And disinfection technologies, or civilization, I would say. Since 2013, Mr. Neelan has served as an advisory board member of Operation Homefront, a Wisconsin nonprofit organization with strong record of bringing direct financial assistance to the families of active duty service members. Paul Neelan, Neehlen.com. Everybody should get behind him just to put more heat. We already brought down the Rhino, who, of course, was installed by Newt Gingrich, and that was the former speaker, Boehner, or Crybaby. And then now we have Paul Ryan, who I guess is a handsome guy, Mr. Blue Eyes. But at the end of the day, a lot of people, I know Paul Neelan's story is interesting. I don't want to get it wrong. I remember hearing about it. The reason he started running against him was he was tired of being betrayed. Is that accurate, Mr. Neelan?
That's absolutely accurate. Thanks for having me on, Alex. I believed Paul Ryan's shtick. He absolutely is. He's the head of the snake. Let's make no mistake about it. He absolutely is the most open borders, anti-worker, pro-Wall Street member of Congress on either side of the aisle. And he is the head of the snake, and we're going to take him off. We are going to cut the head off the snake because he absolutely has no moral qualms at all about shipping our jobs over to China. He is completely beholden to Wall Street, and we just don't pay well enough here in Wisconsin's district, first district. He gets paid a lot better by big corporations that do the bidding of maybe 1,000 families in this country that enrich themselves over the destruction of America.
Sure. Well, they fence the money, too, but a lot of the money is foreign. Look at Hillary's foundation. Get back to yourself and why you decided to go after this guy, because, they've been selling him for a decade on conservative talk radio as this little angel of conservatism. But when you get into his actual votes, he's the opposite of that.
Exactly right. I'll out myself and say, hey, I was a Paul Ryan supporter until he came out as the mercenary champion of Fast Track Trade Promotion Authority for this Trans-Pacific Partnership. And when I read that, I read what Senator Sessions, God bless him, went out and reported on it. Alex, I had to go to the New Zealand government website. I had to go to the New Zealand website because our own government had that information hidden from us. And you know what? I found out that everything that Senator Sessions reported on was absolutely true by going to the New Zealand website. Article 27 of TPP gives up U.S. sovereignty. It reduces the length of U.S. patents. I just got my fifth U.S. patent 3 weeks ago tomorrow. It gives H-1Bs and H-2Bs, we won't even be talking about H-1Bs and H-2Bs because foreign companies will be able to bring all the workers they want to this United States won't even be the United States anymore. It'll be the United States of Asia. Paul Ryan is the globalist, soulless globalist head of the snake, and that's why tomorrow we're going to cut the head of that snake off. We are absolutely going to have Wisconsin's Independence Day tomorrow because we are sick to death of his lies and his deceit and his working on behalf of corporations. He could care less about us here in Wisconsin, workers. He could care less about Puerto Ricans. And yet he pushed through the Puerto Rico hedge fund bailout. He could care less about Wisconsin's pensioners. Which way were sold those junk bonds invested in Puerto Rico, but his hedge fund managers, oh, he loves them. He loves them because they put money in his campaign coffers, and he has got visions of running in 2020. That's why he wants to stab Mr. Trump in the back at every opportunity. He doesn't want to see him succeed. I said this before, Paul Ryan should be reporting in-kind contributions to Hillary Clinton's campaign. Because he's working on her behalf as opposed to working on behalf of Donald Trump.
Well, I like in your race and others, win, lose, or draw is patriotic duty. And I appreciate your time and energy to do this because you know, I remember you talking about when you first started running, how folks have been betrayed by him. Remember Eric Cantor. Now, he was way ahead in the polls on election day. He lost. We've learned these polls, especially in key races, trying to prop folks up, are absolutely staged. And... Yeah. And meanwhile, a little-known economics professor beats him 55-44. That's Dave Bratt, who we've had on the broadcast. We should get him back up. I remember polls back at the time said he was going to be losing by 30 points. Now, they've got ridiculous polls even worse out on you, which shows me how desperate they are. Because if you can take down this lead fake rhino, that's bye-bye to the rest of these guys.
Right. Yeah, we're sending a message here. You know, I will never... stop running against Speaker Ryan. I am going to take him down. God is my witness. I am going to be on him every moment of every day until I have his seat. I'm not going away. I'm going to take that seat tomorrow. And if by some miracle he keeps it, and I say miracle because I'm telling you, Alex, we are knocking thousands of doors a day. We hit almost 10,000.
Oh, I was about to say, sir, we couldn't find anyone in California that was for Hillary. God bless them. They were all, if they were Democrats, for Sanders. And then at the polls, 8 out of 10 people were for Sanders. So I don't know. She'd have 500 people. He'd have 20,000. She has 1,000. Trump has 50,000. I mean, something's going on here with these polls.
I had more people at my campaign rally with Ann Coulter on Saturday than Hillary Clinton has had at her events, to give you some sense of that. And that's not saying a lot because she has hardly anybody there unless they're her staffers. But Speaker Ryan has betrayed Wisconsin's first district, has betrayed Wisconsin, has betrayed this nation.
Well, you live up there. What type of guy is he? I mean, we know he does the opposite of what he says. I mean, why does he, there you are with a business with all these employees running all this stuff. It's hard to do in America, but you're doing it. I do the same thing because we're not going to, you know, give into this garbage. But I mean, he just, why do they love to do this to our country?
It's the money. It is the pure raw chase for money and power. There's no question. The vast majority of Paul Ryan's campaign financing comes inside the DC Beltway. When you stop and think about how he could be voting on Wisconsin's behalf when most of his money is for the D.C. Beltway. When I saw his first FEC reports and saw that the vast majority, 83% of his campaign financing came from outside of Wisconsin's first district, the vast majority of which came from inside the D.C. Beltway, it sickened me like you can't imagine because here's a guy that I put signs in the ground for. Here's a guy who I made phone calls on behalf of. I was a diamond sponsor at our Fall Fest here. Got my picture taken with my wife with the guy. I gave my hard-earned money and my hard-earned time to support this guy. And what's he do? He turns around and champions this trade deal he's going to give away. I've had over 10,000 employees in my lifetime, Alex. A Fortune 500 in charge of Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. I had over $2 billion worth of business reporting to me. Do you know where I started out? I started out on the factory floor. I was on the Gage degree at night 12-year program. That's where I started out. I eventually ran that factory. I've run factories all over the United States. I shut down businesses in Mexico and brought those jobs to the United States. Just last August, I shut down the factory portion of a business we bought in Canada, brought those jobs back to the East Coast, and moved jobs from the East Coast to Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. And I did it with China. I brought product lines back to China, put them in Indiana and in Florida. Every case, I've done it more profitably.
Absolutely. Globalism is set up to, and again, we're not to get China or anybody, it's set up to give the people nothing and consolidate control. What Ross Perot talked about, a giant sucking sound. We should use the West to build up the third world, not transfer the West to the third world, but only selectively and then implode the whole planet. Why do you think the globalist Paul Nealon, paulnealon.com, in the big primary tomorrow against Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, why do you think they're doing this system when, as you pointed out, long-term globalism is not profitable? I know why. It's about consolidation of control. Working with totalitarian countries and third world nations, you can consolidate control, you can undercut, and you can transfer the power to yourself. And I think that's really nasty. I mean, if I was a rich billionaire or whatever, I would want to see lots of businesses and lots of industry like Henry Ford called for and employees that could buy the cars you're making and prosperity. But instead we hear it's the time of austerity. We need to be poor now. From Obama speaking from red carpets in front of giant, Air Force One.
These guys have already dissolved borders. Mentally, they already made the switch. The rest of us are considered serfs to them.
And that's right. They got a plan, and we're in the way of it.
Right. That's exactly right. And you know that as I've been campaigning around this district and I've been getting some more notoriety, these guys are doing everything they can. The Wisconsin GOP, the party machine, Reince Priebus, and the entire machine is so clamped down on the levers of power and wanting to stay on those levers of power to keep me from securing America's jobs. They want open borders so bad. Paul Ryan couldn't help but say on CNN, on his, I was calling it the CNN Never Trump infomercial, Paul Ryan was on there talking about how we need to change immigration laws so we can keep a steady stream of low-cost labor coming into this country. I mean, to have somebody say we need to keep down wages in this country, the entire time Paul Ryan has been in Congress, the last 18 years, wages have been down. You go to the grocery store, things cost more. We're actually losing ground in the middle class. Forget about inner city or anywhere. People just getting onto the ladder. African Americans, recent legal immigrants in my district have said to me, we worked hard to come here. We love this country. We say the Pledge of Allegiance. We salute the flag. We love the country. And we will be damned if we want Speaker Ryan to let everybody in here in front of us. We have illegal immigration.
Well, absolutely. And again, I can't go to China or Mexico and show up and have my baby for free, and then the baby's a citizen. And I get it. They sell it as this loving thing. They're using the immigrants to drive down the wages. They're using them as a new political group they can control. And again, none of these countries would let us do this there. This is they've used America's openness. The globalists have. And look, I think you and many others, like Brat, are really the bellwether. And whether you win tomorrow or not, it doesn't matter, because you're going to win long term. As you said, you're never going to give up. You started out on the factory floor 12 years, in college, getting through that, and then managing, billions of dollars a year worldwide and running things. You're a hardworking, smart guy. And that's the secret in this world, is people are actually looking for folks who are smart, want to take action, don't want to just be jellyfish. And it is that spirit, that awakening to the tyranny, that you can't put the genie back in the bottle. In my view, I don't see how the globalists are going to get their program through when look at the Brexit. Look, I think the tide's turning.
Absolutely. I've got friends over in London. I live when I was running those other regions. I had a flat in London that I only saw on the weekends. Man, I would love landing in Heathrow or Gatwick and talking to the cabbies. Man, did they! I used to love running them up. And thank God you guys stayed on the pound. And thank God Poland stayed on the zloty. And thank God Denmark stayed on the kroner, because otherwise they've got you by the short hairs. They absolutely have you. The EU, let me throw a couple numbers at you. There are 5.5 billion people with a B that make less per day than the average Mexican worker. So what are we going to do? We're going to move them all here? We are going to give them all an opportunity here, put them all on welfare and social assistance? Paul Ryan took money away from our veterans to give to illegal alien welfare. He did that. When you think about what Paul Ryan is capable of doing and what he's
done.
Look,
he's a monster, but just like Ted Bundy, he's a handsome guy, so you don't understand you're getting in a yellow Volkswagen. Paul Neelan, paulneelan.com. I hope you win tomorrow. Regardless, you've won by taking action, engaging the public, injecting real issues. Folks can contribute, paulneelan.com. If you got family in Wisconsin and you're up there, get out and vote for this guy in the Republican primary. Look forward to speaking to you in the future, my friend, and hopefully when you're a congressman. Thank you, Paul. All right, we'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, with more news and more guests straight ahead on Alex Jones.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Right now at DeseretFoodStore.com, get a free one-year supply of food. That's right, a free one-year supply of storable foods. Deseret Food Store has a 30-year shelf life, is GMO-free, has no MSG, and is the highest quality of food on the planet. For the next 20 callers, buy a full year's supply of food and get one free. That's right, buy one and get one free. Call 801-444-1444. Again, that's 801-444-1444.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
America's power was leveraged to set up a worldwide corporate empire. If you go back to the 1780s and 90s, there were major British newspaper articles saying the American system of lower taxes and less regulation and not only letting lords have licenses to have factories and businesses is shutting down our system worldwide. We won't be able to compete with it. And they estimated within 50 years, the United States would begin to outstrip the British Empire, which it began to do. Then the Germans got free market, the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, and there were articles all over the British press before World War One, you know, saying, oh my gosh, we've got the German problem. It's worse than the American problem. So they went over and shot the Archduke and started a civil war, funded street riots, and the Germans bellied up to the bar and had a big war. So I'm not blaming the British themselves, but the British Empire model of control is what Zbigniew Brzezinski and Carol Quigley and Cecil Rhodes and all the rest of these people say we're under. I mean, Henry Kissinger writes books. You can go read them. People keep saying, man, Alex knew about this stuff 20 years ago, and it's all come true. Are you a secret agent? I read their books. We're living in their world. And let me tell you, where it goes next isn't pretty. We have that State Department clip. Because chair's halfway broken here. Because that's really important, where the spokesman for the sick, because I'm going to play the full clip last week. He's just making jokes because there's a group of interns here. And he goes, we're going to teach the interns about how to be transparent and, you know, how to be good and democracy. And they all laugh and cackle because they're really inducting him into corruption like Gruber when he gets up on C-SPAN and says, I'm the best liar. That's why the president hired me to screw folks on Obamacare. So it's just really a cynical, sick culture. Here's that clip.
Welcome to the State Department. I think we have some interns in the back. Welcome. Good to see you in this exercise in transparency and democracy.
Is that what it is?
He's reveling.
I thought it was, an exercise, in spin and obfuscation.
All right. Can you tell us?
And again, they just institutionalize it like it's funny. It's really, really painful. It's really, really painful to see that we've gotten this level in this culture and this society. But the good news is the culture is changing. We still have a little bit of a free economic system left. That's why they want to extinguish it, because that can leverage out their whole program. And Americana and owning firearms and rock climbing and getting into extreme sports, all of this is pro-human activity getting us out of the nanny state. The human spirit is struggling against it. And it's going to be those type of activities that end up overall transcending what the New World Order is trying to do. And they'll just be a bunch of mentally ill people gibbering in a corner, laughing and talking about the good old days when they ran things. And when things flip back to honor, you do one thing dishonorable, one thing weaselly, you're going to have to pay for it. Because it's a bunch of dishonorable people going, we have the high ground, throwing crap at us all day, trying to demoralize us. Here's an article. NRA reports yet another record-setting month for firearm purchases, over 60 million FBI background checks in the first 7 months of 2016. That's 16 million more people buying guns. And it just keeps happening month after 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 month. Rugged individualism. And despite the imploding economy, it's going to help hopefully keep the crime rate down. Speaking of funding on the economy, we're going to end the free shipping today. It will be over on all items at InfoWarsStore.com. And BrainForce, the nootropics, about to end, 40% off on that and a lot more. And we have also DNA Force, but we've added 40% off on Anthroplex. It's amazing. You really should try it. We'll be back. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.